Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Hope you've had an awesome week and winding down to the weekend. Before we begin, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we meet on today and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. In recognition of NAIDOC Week 2020 and this year's theme being Always Was, Always Will Be, recognising that First Nations people have occupied and cared for this continent for over 65,000 years. Also, on Wednesday of this week, November 11, marked the 102nd anniversary of the Armistice, which ended World War I in 1918. It was the largest and most costly conflict the world had known. Soldiers were left with unmarked graves, and many millions more were damaged physically and emotionally. More than a century has passed since the end of the Great War. Alongside our friends and our allies, our servicemen and servicewomen have continued to serve selflessly, near and far, on battle lands, near and far, on and under the oceans. On Wednesday, we remembered and considered what has been lost to us, but also what has been gained. It was an opportunity to reflect on the values we live by and to recommit ourselves to peace. During conflict in remote countries, as during this pandemic, there is comfort in the simplest of things: a laugh, a drink with a mate, a phone call home, or even a hot shower. It is the Australian way to protect and honour those small things that we hold dear. That means remembering all that we have lost, including more than 102,000 Australians who never made it home from war. We must never forget their sacrifice, lest we forget. Wow, what a week it's been. We've seen a mammoth changing of the guard in the US presidency and vice presidency. And no matter what your political beliefs, I think it's fucking awesome that a so inspiring woman is entrenched at the highest levels of American politics. This is progress at its finest. However, they have a long, hard battle ahead, and all we can do is pray that they bring unity at a time most crucial. Congratulations to Kamala Harris, an exceptionally astute and formidable woman, leader, an aspiring and empowering role model to not only young girls, but women of all ages. Rightio, then let's follow on in this magnitude of success. In life, everyone strives to be successful. Success has different meanings for everyone, but Merriam-Webster defines it as the fact of getting or achieving wealth, respect or fame, or a desired outcome. Many people work for most of their lives to be successful in whatever they are doing. Though in the last few years, the term gold digger has been a popular term thrown around by millennials. And I define a gold digger as someone who knows what they want and is willing to put the time and work into achieving it. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. And today is episode 16, where we're going to talk about gold diggers. And then there's gold diggers. And we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries here on the show. And I tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. My background is I'm no stranger to wearing high-vis workwear and getting down and dirty in the grease and the coal dust. My passion and purpose is to reinforce confidence, support and encourage more women to kick off their heels and tap into their steel caps and to consider pursuing these non-traditional roles and careers. As I share my knowledge, career experiences, and also understanding of the industries. So here we are on the radio show. And I'd also like to give a shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today. Stay safe. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. And I might take this opportunity to say that the radio show does and may contain some adult language, as I previously did drop that F-bomb. This might be a good time to mention that it does contain some adult language here and there. Let's get into it. Back to the show. Okay, let's do this. Gold diggers. Oddly enough, gold diggers and gold diggers often get confused, but let me explain. Gold diggers are defined as someone becoming romantically involved with a wealthy individual in order to gain gifts, financial or social status. Gold diggers will always be fighting to get out of someone else's shadow, while gold diggers, career-wise, will be fighting to be a better version of themselves. It is important to recognise the difference so that you can make a vital connection between success and happiness. Yes, we have all heard the song Gold Digger by Kanye West. And I do have to admit, it's a good song to get your groove on and shake your ass. But no, don't get the words confused. Gold digger is something completely different. If I could break it down, a gold digger is a woman that has ambition and drive. It's a girl that takes pride in choosing her own goals, setting her own standards, and achieving those goals on her own terms. It's about women who chase their dreams, who want to become the next boss or boss of them, boss of their own business or of their, you know, in their industry, or maybe getting healthy once and for all. All those girls that have an idea of what they want to make happen and actually make it happen. It's about not taking no for an answer, not letting failure define you, and just getting up every morning and taking the chance on working a little bit or a whole lot to make your dreams come true. And it's important to recognise what makes you happy. For some, it is working hard at their job. For others, it could be competing at a certain sport or activity. And for others, it is just spending time with those that they love and they care about. Ultimately, at the end of the day, if you aren't doing something that you are passionate about, you will never be successful or happy. If you're always fighting to make it out of someone else's shadow, you will never truly be happy. But if you always strive to be a better you than you were yesterday, happiness will follow. It's the most important relationship of all, yet it's the one that most of us don't even think about, let alone spend time and effort on, improving it especially. And do you know what it is? If you've guessed it, yep, you're right. It's our relationship with ourselves. Strengthening your sense of love and respect for yourself is the key to experiencing true fulfillment and living your best life. Some people think that learning to love yourself is as simple as taking some bubble baths and getting an occasional mani or a pedi, but it goes so much deeper than that. Gold diggers are working towards their goals for themselves, not for anyone else. In life, you have to do some things just because they make you happy. This is a driving force for creating goals, working towards them and achieving them. If you make a goal because you want to impress someone or for any other superficial reason, you will not achieve that goal. You have to want to do it for you, not because of anyone else. Self-motivation is a key ingredient to being a successful goal digger. Once you have set your goals and are self-motivated to complete them, it's time to get to work. And you don't have to complete your goal in one day or even a month. But you need to work hard and don't give up. It will be tough, and some days you won't want to work at all. And this is okay, as long as you don't give up on it. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and you won't achieve your goals in one day either. You got to continue to be diligent and work at it, and you will achieve it. I've had a couple of fail moments, big fail moments, those kind of oh shit, what the fuck moments where you really don't know what's next in life, filled with real sadness, anger and madness. But leaving the drama aside, I think personally that these kind of moments are the best that can happen to you. And although they are real, real buzz killers, I can only say that it's a great time to get your priorities straight, to build up and start something completely new. Life lessons are the most valuable lessons. So this is just a little example of those moments where goals must be defined. I can think of other moments where people usually set goals in life, like the first day of school, New Year's Eve, birthdays, you know, that moment where you get totally inspired when you think about your age or your life in general. You set a list of like 20 goals, but then life happens and most of our goals are gone, straight out the door or away with the wind, or just left behind alongside those of Outer Seasons Spice Girls inspired platform shoes that I used to wear in the 90s. I think it's totally normal that goals can take time to accomplish and achieve. Some you can get accomplished in a near future and others can take a lifetime. But the thing is that real gold diggers take the time and the effort to actually make it happen. This is where Kick-Ass Women is here to help. I've decided to make a journal slash say an agenda where you can constantly remind yourself about your long and short-term goals. It's a journal where you can write your thoughts, define your goals, and document improvements and celebrate the big or little accomplishments in your life and your career. And don't forget, you have to celebrate those little ones. What better way to define new goals in life and begin new chapters? I've got your back. So go ahead, go to that class you've always wanted to take, apply for that job that you've wanted to get healthy, start the business you wanted to start so badly, buy a house, take the trip, gain the experience and get promoted at work. Go ahead, be a gold digger in life. And I'd like to get you started of being inspired and get you motivated here. And so we'll continue on in making you become the best gold digger you can be. Now it's time to get moving. Start dreaming, start working, and start achieving. Do it for you. Become a better you than you were yesterday. Start gold digging. There's a saying that says, mirror, mirror on the wall, I'll always get up after I fall. And whether I run, walk, or have to crawl, I'll set my goal and achieve them all. Okay, we'll take a little break and listen to a tune and get into the groove. It's not going to be gold digger. And I'll be back soon and we'll continue on about being a gold digger. Okay, so when we set our goals, we've got to change and the need to adapt to reach your goals. So there's another saying, do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Now, I'm not big on setting resolutions, but I'm a gold digger if ever there was one. The distinction? A resolution is something you intend to do. Unfortunately for most, the seemingly profound act of setting an intention is not enough to affect the butterfly. The idea of a thing can stimulate us to be determined, but achieving what we've set out to do is only possible by repeated attempts to push forward without moving backwards. So, what was a gold digger again? My interpretation of a gold digger is one who approaches all areas of their life personally and professionally, with an outlook that prioritises self-examination, internal growth and evolution, determination and bottomless motivation. Gold diggers go after what they want with a vengeance and don't lose sight of their ambitions just because the going gets tough. It's getting through the tough moments that earns you the beautiful things that await on the other side. They are part of a tribe that inches and sometimes leaps forward in life towards their dreams, which become goals, which become plans, which become real. They're committed to charging through any obstacles, challenges, or self-imposed walls that could be keeping them from the things that they want most. That's what it means to pay dues, to earn your level up. Most people think things should be easy, that if things don't fall into place without work, then it's just not for you. Gold diggers realize that you must take daily steps and make incremental choices in each moment that are investments in your own future. It's taking responsibility for your trajectory in life. Sometimes you can't be looking at your feet, taking one step after another. You have to zoom out at the big picture and remember why you took off on this journey in the first place. It's first believing you can, but then applying what you've learned at the first opportunity intentionally. And sorry, ladies, but that is seldom easy. You might ask yourself, do I really have to do all of this work before I can really get to work? You don't have to do anything. You can choose to be lazy, to say it's too hard or exhausting, to project failure, but I warn you, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. We don't all reach our full potential, and that happens because of what we tell ourselves we do or do not have to do. Growth is not guaranteed in any area of life. You have to make it so. Well, yes and no. Growth is not guaranteed in any area of life. You have to chase it and follow your dreams. The chase isn't easy, but what in life is, right? You have to choose it. So you need to get to work. You need to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Growth means change for the better. Not all change is good. And well, change is hard. We are safe and secure in our current patterns, and growing means admitting to yourself a truth that you may struggle to accept. You are not perfect. You are responsible for outcomes. Things just don't happen to you. They happen because of you. On an intellectual level, we understand that we aren't perfect, any of us. But on a visceral level, spotting, acknowledging, accepting, and addressing personal flaws, weaknesses, or barriers, and then applying them to our lives by taking ownership of where we are contributing to our own demise is a strike to the ego. Feeling this discomfort is unpleasant, so we may deflect and revert to the safety of existing, unproductive, or self-sabotaging patterns. But by doing so, we become stuck. How can you soar to your highest potential towards your goals if you are stuck under a self-imposed glass ceiling of limitation? You cannot. The most secure you are with yourself, the easier it will be for you to accept areas of weakness, and the more pragmatic you will be at establishing a successful inner growth strategy. Now, this isn't about blame of circumstances, yourself or others. It's about ownership. This is what I can do is a liberating thought. It will feel uncomfortable to start poking at the hornet's nest of our inner demons, but if you want to reach your goals, you'll need to learn how to get comfortable with this discomfort. You're not weak because you have flaws. Remember my diamond comparison back in makeover in your resume area. Your flaws are your natural inclusions and which do not affect your beauty in any way. You are unique. If you're proactive, you are evolving intentionally at the realization of them. The more comfortable you become with yourself, the less uncomfortable it will feel to admit your weaknesses, and the easier it will become to dive into evolving them. The process will start to feel safer. If you're lucky, eventually it can become exciting. Discovering a new imperfection will start to feel more like an opportunity than a disaster. Perspective is everything. And guess what? We get to choose. I can make choices based on more information than I already have because, as they say, if all you ever do is all you've ever done, then all you'll ever get is all you've ever got. How do I stay driven and motivated? Well, one of the things I hear frequently whilst facing the challenges incurred in the job hunting world is how tough it is to stay motivated. I feel you, ladies, and that's why I'm sharing the self-proclaimed wisdom. Motivation isn't something I've struggled with too often. There's a deep drive that I've had since I was a teenager that I hope I can share to an extent where you can take it yourself and apply it to your life and your career. When times are tough, it can be challenging to stay motivated. It can look like your life is just collapsing all around you. And these are tough times to be motivated. They're also, ironically, the easiest times to be motivated because you have nothing left to lose. If the only way is up, you can take it. However, when times and circumstances are great, how do you stay motivated? It's easy to lose your hunger and motivation when things are all going well. You're in the groove, you're in the flow. Sometimes in great times, we become complacent. So when you're doing well, you can stay motivated by consuming motivational content every day. This reminds you of where you were. Remind yourself of what you've been through and how you never want to go through it again. That's your self-worth issues, hating your life, job and more. Remember to be and feel grateful for the experiences and the journey. If you remember, you'll know that the only way out of the pain and suffering is to continually drive forward. Remember your gratitude every day. Success stems from a habit of being successful consistently. Remember, life is a game of inches. At some point, you may get a break and have some great success. Just remember that it will only last if you're being successful in your daily habits and every inch consistently. Have you learned a new skill or improved upon your existing skills in the last 6 months to a year? So, according to the world-acclaimed management guru and writer, Professor Peter Drucker, I think it is, the only skill that will be important in this century is the skill of learning new skills. Everything else will become obsolete over time. So you need to think about that. And it has often been said that wherever got you to where you are today is not enough to keep you there. And that's what we're just saying. You've got to evolve. The trust is that we now live in a well-informed economy where our skills, knowledge and ability are the keys to our success in our chosen field, or career or profession. So in a nutshell, to rise to the top rapidly, you must be a knowledgeable worker, because the value of your work is not determined by the hours that you put in, but by the results you produce, your productivity, your work ethic. So these days, you must not only develop your existing skills, but you must also develop other skills to have a competitive edge in the labour market. So it's important that you develop new skills because it enables you to adapt to change. And you also have to work on your new skills by being abreast with new technology in your chosen industry or field. Some people find it difficult getting a job simply because they are not compliant or up to date with the new technology of that industry or field they wish to go into. And there can be a few workers that have been unaffected by the rapid pace of change, which has influenced the industries over the past decade. They just automatically seem to go with it. Your employability relies increasingly on an ability to respond quickly to changing industry and market conditions, to customer and workplace requirements, and to the influences of government policies and societal requirements. We are all being encouraged to embrace change and foster innovation. To adapt to these changes, we need new skills. No longer can keeping up to date be optional. It is increasingly central to professional and organisational success. The response of many professions to this challenge has been to embrace the concept of continuing professional development, CPD. Remember, you cannot achieve more on the outside than what you have achieved and become on the inside. Your outer life is a reflection of your inner life. If you wish to achieve worthwhile things in your personal and professional life, you must become a worthwhile person in your own self-development. You must build yourself if you want to build your life. Perhaps the greatest secret of success is that you can become anything you really want to become, achieve any goal you really want to achieve. And to do this, you must work on yourself and never stop. So a gentleman by the name of Jim Rohn, and he's America's foremost business philosopher, suggests three strategies you can use. I'm all tongue-tied. The first and most important is to make a commitment to work on yourself. Do you want to improve or remain the same? No matter what you have achieved, you are at a certain point right now. What you have achieved in the past is fine, but it doesn't make a difference for the future. The decision about what you will become is made each day. Each day, someone is making the decision to be better themselves or himself or herself. Let that person be you. The second is to make a plan. Once you've decided to become better, you will need to have a plan. It doesn't have to be a long, intricate plan. It can be simple. Save a dollar a day, walk a K a day, read a book, you know, in a week. That is a simple plan with achievable goals. Develop a plan that will take you into the future of your dreams. Why not do that today? The third is to begin to act. All of the great ideas without action become stale and useless. The key to turning dreams into reality is action. People who have great ideas they're a dime a dozen. Everyone's got a great idea. People who act on their dreams and ideas are the selected few, but they are the ones who gain the wealth and wisdom that is available. Someone will act today. Let that person be you. You really need to reinvent and rediscover yourself. It is important to develop new skills and expand your knowledge. That will distinguish you from your competition and peers when you're up for an interview or you want to go for that promotion. This is the way to put yourself on the side of the angle and to put your career onto the fast track. You are, by so doing that, adapting to change in this changing world. Here's another great little quote. This is from Calamity Jane. I figure if a girl wants to be a legend, she should just go ahead and be one. See you at the top. We'll just go to a quick ad break and we'll be back shortly.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Okay, let's continue. Goal diggers to glow getters. How can you soar your highest potential towards your goals if you're stuck under a self-imposed glass ceiling of limitation? You cannot. The more secure you are with yourself, the easier it will be for you to accept areas of weakness and the more pragmatic you will be at establishing a successful inner growth strategy.
Hi, glow getters. We're Brenjo's Earth Moving, a professional earth-moving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries, located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Brenjo's, we're a family-owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
Okay, so back to the question. So how do you stay motivated? One of the best tactics I can give you to employ is to consume positive motivational daily content. Now, I literally look at motivational affirmations and listen to podcasts every day for at least 30 minutes. Some days I listen to those podcasts for 4 to 5 hours and others for just, you know, half an hour. Most often I'm listening to them while doing other things like the washing, ironing, cooking, cleaning. Yeah, you know, all that motivational stuff. And I've got my earbuds in while I brush my teeth, if I'm heading out whilst I do my makeup, getting dressed, and generally prepping myself. By the time I'm ready to sit down and go to work, I've already consumed over an hour of motivation in the best part of the morning and or at the end of the night. And I can say that when I engage in these daily habits, it makes it ridiculously easy to sit down and work my very hardest, most creative, and best. Now, I've already motivated myself for the entire day and I'm ready to take on any challenge or opportunities that arise. Now, it's crucial to being motivated to learn new skills. As we said earlier, successful people never stop learning. It helps to cement your expertise within your field. And this is exactly what we just talked about. So to get yourself motivated, daydream. Create your visualization. Now that you've acquired all this new information, you might think you're ready to dive in. And hopefully you're feeling empowered and inspired, centered and excited to start applying some of this newfound wisdom. But to be a goal digger, you've got to dare to dream first. After all, you can't be what you can't see. Daydreaming about your goal acts as a kind of creative visualization. Don't daydream about what it would be nice to have. Daydream about how you would achieve it. Think about what success of your goal really means. Imagine what it would look like. Envision and absorb the pride you will feel when you get there. Or should you fail, the pride you will feel from having tried. It'll give you what you need to try again. And imagine the security that comes with knowing you did everything you could. Consider what might be challenging for you and daydream about what you're going to do to help yourself through the roadblocks that, you know, that may pop up and are sure to hit you on your way. Go overboard. Think big. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. Now, go. It's never the right time. You're never fully ready. It's going to be hard. You are going to want to quit. You're going to want to look for and find reasons why you should give up, and they could very well be true, or maybe not. But here's the thing. You can't know for sure if you don't try. Now that you're armed with more knowledge than you had before, okay, you'll have better results than you had before. Don't listen to the justifications to give up. It's the ones who ignore that lying little voice called fear, false evidence appearing real, that find a new beginning within every obstacle. We all have that voice of self-doubt inside, and we think it's there to protect us, but really it holds us back. If you don't fail, you will grow. If you do fail, you will grow. Fail harder every time. Small steps lead to big imprints. Whatever we start it with the hope that our venture will succeed. Unfortunately, hope alone does not equate effort. Arriving at the race doesn't mean you'll get to compete. Get in the car and drive. When you find yourself in a pattern or loop, the only thing that will free you from it's making new choices. One new choice to make is to set it down entirely, but this gets you nowhere you wanted to be. Since you ultimately wanted to succeed. Another choice is to make mindful, intentional decisions at every pass that push past the patterns and take you somewhere new. We must recognize every moment as an opportunity and bring our A game to the table when it's something that is important to us. You cannot advance on autopilot. Every individual who has achieved great things, built great companies, found deeply connected and soulful love, created change that has affected the world. They didn't give up. They didn't listen to the reasons why they should. They didn't believe naysayers. If they failed, they learned from it and they tried something new until it clicked. It does work. None of it was easy, but in the end, they deserve the bounty they found. It'll hurt if you fail, but failure doesn't mean quit. It means try something else, because I promise you, it will hurt more not to try and never realise your own success. To always wonder what could have been had you only bothered to stay the course. An optimistic truth is, everyone can do this. A sad truth is, not everyone does or will. We all have incredible potential, but some let opportunities pass them by and others refuse to. Get involved. Being a goal digger does not mean you must work every minute of the day. It means you appreciate the grind. You know where you're going and no one will stand in your way. You have fun with the end of the goal in sight. always, your end of goal is always in your sight. Networking is a goal digger's haven. It's a chance to meet like-minded people, maybe even someone who will help you find your way to that end goal. And of course, you return the favour. Paying forward pays back. I always say that. That's what we do. We know our worth and are quick to remind others of theirs. It doesn't matter what your goal is, if you believe in yourself to achieve it, I guarantee you, you will. When, I don't know, only you will know, but it will happen. Don't be a victim of your own inertia. Shake it up and dare to dream. Do the work and revel in your success. When you get there, pass it on. Help someone else reach for theirs. It will come back tenfold. Okay, we'll go to a little advert and then we'll do our take five.
Hey, Glowgetters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
Okay, so here's your take five tips for going from a gold digger to a glow getter. Number one is practice positivity. Learn to make things happen. Number two, take small steps towards your goals. Let go of at least one bad habit. Number three, build your confidence. Focus on your future happiness. Number four, do more to make a life you love. Be kind to yourself. Number five, progress in your life and your career. Take action. When it comes to your professional development goals, take some time to decide what is next on your to-do list. From there, identify the short-term and the long-term steps you need to follow that will help you make it a reality. And lastly, here's your safety affirmation for the week. The only thing standing between you and your goal is the bullshit story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it. That's courtesy of the Wolf of Wall Street. Okay, that's it, guys. I do hope you found the information helpful and valuable and it gives you something to action over the weekend. Now, if you want to achieve anything, you have to become more disciplined. Every woman should set some goals for what's left of 2020. And even though this year has flown by, there are only a number of weeks left, there's still time to set yourself some simple goals and see them through. Or start thinking about what went right this year and how you can extend that into next year, or what went wrong and how you can make change into 2021. This is a golden opportunity to think ahead about your goals for next year. How are you going to push yourself harder in 2021 and realize the goals you've set for yourself? Start now and you'll be well on the way to becoming your best self in 2021. Like using a roadmap to arrive at a destination, having a clear list of goals will help ensure you're headed in the right direction and at the end of the desired location, your aspiration, using the most direct route. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on the episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Be sure to tune in again next week where we're going to talk about the future of work for women. And that's in regards to automation and AI, artificial intelligence. So that's an interesting topic. Reach out to me and follow me on my Kickass Women or Jo Sainsbury social media pages if you haven't already. And I would really love to hear from you guys. So show some love for Kickass Radio Show by leaving me a review on BBS Radio Network at bbsradio.com/kickassradio. Okay. Oh, yeah, you can send me an email. My email is jody@kickasswomen.com.au or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/kickasswomenaustralia and be sure to stay tuned for future episodes. Well, as I said, that's it That's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Go crush it. Keep in touch, Poscoms. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow-getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.